Milwaukee School Superintendent Spence Corte will step down in a few weeks. He took no questions during a brief meeting with reporters yesterday, but did urge changes in state law to help Milwaukee schools get more state aid. Milwaukee School Board member Jennifer Morales often differed with Corte, but Morales agrees the next Milwaukee superintendent should take up the aid fight. She says that's even though many wealthy suburban school districts oppose changing the state formula.
I think that there are suburbs that have leaders who are ready to work with MPS. Certainly the rural communities around the state are ready to work with the big cities to find a school finance system that is going to be equitable and healthy for all students.
Another Milwaukee school board member, Peter Blewett, is looking for the next superintendent to help change the state law on school revenue caps. That law is supposed to help hold down property taxes. But with rising health care costs in the district, Blewett says Milwaukee is feeling the funding pinch.
The 90s came, everybody had their parties, but schools took their losses during the 90s. Our schools were making cuts during the 90s. Right now in MPS, we've been cutting art teachers, reading teacher, reading resource teachers, physical ed people for the last couple of years. There's nowhere to cut anymore.
Governor Scott McCallum says revenue caps are just one part of the school financing package he's reviewing, but the governor refuses to promise any changes before the November elections. It's equally unclear when a new Milwaukee superintendent will come on board. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.